Okay, I'm ready.
Hello? Carrie for you, Camilla.
Hi.
Hi, Camilla.
Hi, how are you, Carrie?
Good, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What do you think of Gabby's current storyline?
I like it. I know a lot of people are not liking it, but I really love, you know, playing devious. It's fun.
A lot of people were wondering why Gabby didn't take a second look maybe at Andrew. This he's quite cute, even though he's obviously a little crazy. But
yes, that is true, and I have actually thought about that. And here's my answer to that. I think that Gabby is blinded by Chad, and there's no one else she would rather be with, and even if Johnny Depp came and stood next to her and asked her for her hand in marriage, she would say no.
Wow.
Yes, that is how infatuated I believe Gabby is with Chad.
Do you think that kind of came up all of a sudden with her love of Chad?
I don't think all of a sudden, but I think that she has fabricated a lot of things in her mind about a relationship that she thinks she had with Chad, because honestly there wasn't anything there, but she kind of has made up a little bit of a love story between the two of them and has blown it out of proportion, and I think that blowing it up has been brewing in her mind, and the more she sees him with Melanie, the more she wants to be Melanie.
Oh, so some of it's a competition then.
Yeah, some of it.
Especially with Gabby seeing, I guess you weren't that involved with the Abby Austin storyline, but you would think Gabby would figure out, you know, she's kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, but I never knew about that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of odd. You guys are all in the same clique. But, yeah.
Yeah, but it was like something so. Honestly, Abigail's thing was very brief in comparison to Gabby's.
Yeah.
And also, it was kind of like, you know, things like that are not really talked about since it's like embarrassing. So Gabby never found out about it.
Oh, okay. I actually enjoyed the modeling storyline, and I thought it was great seeing you and Casey getting all made up and seeing Gabby in a very glam, very vampy look. I was kind of surprised that, you know, maybe Gabby didn't take on that look in her everyday life.
Yeah, no, I loved it too. It's exciting when we do different stuff like that, you know, and out of the norm. And it's fun to see Gabby do that. And it was fun because it also gave Gabby attention, which is something that she desperately needs because she's not getting it from anybody. You know, she broke, you know, Will and Gabby broke up and she doesn't have him. Her brother is doing something else. Dario's in Argentina and Ariana is dead. And so she doesn't really have anybody there for her. So getting that kind of attention was really important to her.
Yes, and you hear that a lot with people who become celebrities. Some of that maybe they want the attention, and you see that with Gabby too. Are you surprised Gabby took Will coming out of the closet so well? I actually know women who've been in that position, and it's very painful.
Let me see. It is very painful, and I think that it really has affected Gabby, but I don't think the viewers see it. I think it's more of an internal problem that she's having, and it's adding to her, the level of desperation that she has, because she, I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. Let me see where I'm at. Okay, because when they broke up, she kind of took it and reversed it to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, what did I do wrong?
Right.
You know, I turned you gay. There's something that maybe I could have done to prevent this. And honestly, people and women that have been in this situation, there are a lot of women that's the first thing they go to.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first mindset that comes to mind. Oh, my God, I turned him gay.
Mm-hmm.
I am horrible. I'm never going to be able to have a boyfriend ever again because I'm going to turn them gay. You know, and it's something that is very a very natural reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And she is very sad. She is in pain. I mean, she loves Will. She really does care about him. And she honestly wants to see him happy.
Mm-hmm.
But why their relationship didn't work. And him telling her kind of made it easier for her to understand why she was always unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like she was heartbroken, but it's something that happened to her internally and not so much, you know, out to him.
Yeah, so it would make sense why maybe she's grabbing onto Chad, because it kind of maybe helps put Will more in the past. Like, oh, okay, well, that happened with Will, but Chad likes me, so.
Yeah, and especially because there's a lot of scenes where Chad tells Gabby, you know, Will is dumb. He's dumb. I mean, he let you go?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, he doesn't know what he lost. And those kind of things make a woman feel great.
Oh, yeah.
And make them feel like, oh, my God, he's paying attention to me. I want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he does it in a lot of scenes.
Do you think it's odd that Gabby's okay with Will working for EJ? And that Gabby was kind of interested in getting in that line of work, too?
I think it's okay because, and I would say this, Gabby does not know the extent of the DiMera family.
Okay.
She's a little bit, I mean, no one's really sat her down and explained to her, these people are bad. They have done this, 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 and this, and this, and this. Grace has never told her anything like that, even though he knows them very well. I never found out about Reese, too, you know, that he was, all of that, I never found out any about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she doesn't really know them very well. She just knows them as she would know the Bradys or the Whartons, or she just knows them like that. And so I particularly don't, I mean, she knows that they have a bad name, you know, but a bad rep. But again, she's very opinionated, and she's not going to make a decision based on what everybody else thinks.
Okay.
And so, what she does know about EJ is that when her sister died, he went up to her and he, you know, he was very nice to her and he stood with Ariana till the end.
That's true. Oh, what can you tell me about your movie, Counterpunch?
The movie Counterpunch is, I'm so proud and so happy about this movie because it's based on a true story about an up-and-coming boxer, and my character is Talia, and she plays the boxer's promoter and also his love interest, and it's really fun because it actually takes place in Miami, and that's where I'm from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's fun to play, and, you know, a lot of the cast is, like, a Latino cast, and I love to work with Latinos in the film industry. And it's just, it's Danny Trejo and Stephen Bauer, both in the film, and they're just really great.
What inspired you to get into acting in the first place?
Well, I always loved movies, and I always wanted to work on TV. Ever since I was really little, I would, you know, copy everybody on the television and tell my mom that I wanted to be inside and I wanted to do stuff like that. And so I've always just been very outgoing, and I always knew that there was something calling me, even to theater. I love theater, and I always did it all throughout high school and junior high. And it's just something that I've always had a really amazing passion for.
Great. Are you going to the Emmys tomorrow?
I am.
Ooh, any hints on what you're going to wear?
Yes, I'm going to be wearing a dress by the designer Mark Uzzonino. And it's beautiful. It's like asymmetrical dress. It's really tight corset on the top, and it's straight on the bottom, so it's really beautiful.
Aw. Well, I hope that Days is very successful tomorrow night.
I am, too. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Is there any storyline you would like to see Gabby in the future?
I just think it's time for Gabby to have somebody that really cares about her.
Mm-hmm. Is there any men in the cast currently that you would like to see Gabby be in a relationship with?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's not a lot of, like, young men on the show that are available right now, because right now we only have Chad, and Sunny and Will are both gay. So maybe in the future we'll get somebody that is appropriate for Gabby.
I know. In a way, you understand why Gabby's interested in Chad, is he's kind of the only game in town right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sorry, Carrie, we do need to wrap it up.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Camilla.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks. Bye-bye.